Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host this Sunday morning, Lucky Theories, as we bring you news hot off the field here on www.goforgold.lk. We presume all of you are having a wonderful weekend, but today we are going to start off with the 107th Battle of the Blues up at Askiria, which ultimately ended up in controversy. But the umpires and the organizing committee rightfully awarded the game to Trinity College Kandy, who richly deserved to win the game, making a mockery of what happened out in the center. The Anthonian cricketers, the schoolboys, should be ashamed of themselves, the way they behaved and made cricket a mockery at schoolboy level. Let me give you the picture before I come to the scores. Trinity needed just 64 runs to win the game. The openers were batting at that time, Tilakaratna and Mavithana, the captain. And there was some cloud cover that was hovering over Kandy. We all know Kandy, the unpredictable weather. And droplets of rain started falling. Meantime, Trinity was in striking distance in getting to the target of 64. The Anthonian bowlers started faking injuries, falling down, pretending that their ankles were sore, hips were gone, and trying to waste time. And then the umpires gave Trinity 10 penalty points. And they just came one run short of the official target of 64 when the Anthonian spectators with their flags rushed in and spoiled the entire game. That looked very good indeed for 3 days of viewership. Now, this looked a very, very ugly incident. And I must make a statement here. What was the Anthonian coach doing? He should have been the sportsman first to get his boys to play the game like it should be played. Because remember, St. Anthony's, Trinity and St. Anthony's have traditional rivals dating back to a century or a little over a century, and this behavior is unacceptable. And I think the coach of St. Anthony's should take responsibility in not letting his boys play the game, and I reckon he could have intervened and got the game going. Nevertheless, Trinity College Kandy are the winners of the 107th Battle of the Blues, and they deserve it. The last time they won this particular series was back in 2012, and Trinity was led by Niroshan Dikwala at that time. So well played, Trinity, richly deserved. As far as Anthonians are concerned, gentlemen, please remember, this game belongs to gentlemen and not hooligans, period. Right, the scores. The Anthonians were bowled out for 157 in their first innings, and in the second innings, they were bowled out for 170. Trinity made 264 all out in the first innings, needing 64 for one. They got to 63 for one when the game was interrupted. Nevertheless, Trinity was awarded the 107th Battle of the Blues, and they richly deserve it. Star of the battle was Adam Hilby of Trinity, who made a superb 125, and the player of the match went to Kamilka Anthony, another Trinitian, for his 10-wicket haul. He took 4 for 54 in the first innings and 6 for 56 in the second innings. So well played, Trinity. And of course, to both Adam Hilmi and Kamilka Anthony, I think the 107th battle will remain as a wonderful memory in the many years of their cricketing life. Right, now then, let's go across straight to the 147th Battle of the Blues between Royal and St. Thomas's, which ended sadly in a tame draw. The Thomians made 304 for the loss of 10 wickets in their first innings. Royal declared with the score on 261 for 9. Remember Rehan Pearce, 63. Ramiro Pereira, the overnight batter, ultimately out for 82. And Dushan Uduwala, 33. For the Thomians, Gihan Mendes took 4 wickets for 60, and Abhinet Parnamitharna 2 for 60. Thomians batting for the second time, 179 for 5, with star of the day, Jaden Amaravira, who made that wonderful 52 in the first innings, was unbeaten in 100, which was the only thing that the Thomians had to cheer about, especially in the last session of play. But the game on the whole was played very well, but the cricket was not exciting. Now let's go to the Northern Peninsula, where Jaffna College took on St. Patrick's in their 108th battle of North. Right, Jaffna settled in their first innings, 176 all out, and Jaffna College in their second innings, 246 for 9. Let's look at some of the great performances. Hamish Hamison made 82, and Sasikaran Ashmin, 49, and Karthiswaran, 34. St. Patrick's in their second innings were 103 for the loss of 4 wickets. There again, the game ending in a tame draw. Right now, let's join Shane Dullaba, who's given me some results of the President's Knockout Schools Tournament being sponsored and organized by Dialogue. Visipathana College beat Science College comprehensively by 41 points to 8. But the game of the day yesterday was between St. Joseph's College and Kingswood. Mind you, the Josephines were trailing by 17 points. Then at full time, it was even Stevens. The Josephines came back very strongly. It was 17 all. Extra time saw the Josephines win the game by 20 points to 17. What an exciting game of rugby dished out by St. Joseph's and Kingswood. Sadly, Kingswood are out of the tournament. Just a little bit, I reckon, of complacency could have cost them the game. Now, under lights, we saw the game between DS Senanayake and Zahira. Zahira did well to beat the DS boys by 27 points to 17. Right, the game's coming up today in the rugby arena for schools. Royal College will play against St. Anthony's College Kandy, and St. Thomas's will take on Sri Sumangala. So there's plenty of excitement if you are a rugby lover in the President's Knockout 2026 Schools Trophy. Thank you for joining us this morning, and it's a pleasure for me and lucky to be in your company. Today we play you 2 songs for your listening pleasure, and we sincerely hope that you'll enjoy it. Get your headsets on. That's how you listen to music. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.